As a people, we are constantly evolving, and part of what influences how we evolve are the conversations we have with ourselves and other people. Welcome to Evolution Space Chats, where we take a moment to tell our stories, to see ourselves in each other, and to grow in dealing with our daily challenges. Hello, and thank you for tuning into another episode of Evolution Space Chats brought to you by Sowetan. My name is Divinity Khoji, and today we're having a very interesting conversation. I've got two wonderful guests with me in studio. We're talking relationships, and relationships are, they have an element of being hard to navigate. And reality of things is that there is no way of avoiding the hard things in life. My guest today is Mo and Pindi, who are professional relationship and marriage coaches. They are trained professionals who conduct sessions and consult with a wide range of both married couples for post-marital counseling and engaged couples for pre-marital coaching. In 2019, they registered the Mo and Pindi Marriage Academy, an organization that's not-for-profit that broadly seeks to restore hope and dignity in marriages through various programs. They are book authors, speakers, brand ambassadors, as well as relationship columnists and contributors. Mo and Pindi have also ventured into television content production through their media production company, Mo and Pindi TV, where they mostly produce personal and family empowerment content. That is a mouthful.
I made it.
Just on time.
You made it safe. Eh? At least you're breathing.
Welcome.
Thank you.
I am so happy to have you guys here. Our absolute pleasure.
Thank you so much for having us. Absolutely.
Of course, we're having a conversation on relationships.
Yeah.
Like I said, they can be hard to navigate. And yes. People are like, what are we doing?
Yes.
How did we land ourselves? Yeah. And in starting off the conversation, perhaps, most of the time, the focus of relationships is on the us and the we and becoming okay as a unit.
Yeah.
Though we can't run away from the fact that there can't be an us and a we without there being an I.
Yes.
So how does the I and the wellness of an I, being the individual person, affect the wellness and healthiness of the relationship?
Of the us. I think without wasting any time, the I needs to be okay first, you know, in order for you to have a good us.
Mm.
That's good.
Because if the I is wrong, it means the us will be impacted one way or the other.
Yeah.
You know, either impacted obviously as a result of the I not being okay, that the us is not right.
Mm.
You know, that's a fact that we can't run away from.
Yeah.
That as much as it's important to have a healthy us or a healthy relationship, but if the individuals within that relationship are not right, it will impact the relationship as a whole.
Mm.
And the other thing, of course, is that you see, the day you get married or the day you commit yourself to somebody, even if it's not marriage but a committed relationship, you don't just marry a person. You marry their history too. You marry their experiences. You marry their disappointments. You marry, yes, their joys as well.
Yes.
But you also
marry the disappointments as well.
You know, and you marry their traumas.
Yeah.
You know, as well. And however old they are, that's how old the history you marry.
Sure.
See.
That's how old you see.
It's important, talking about individuals, it's important for us when we get into relationships and romantic relationships at it, to understand that.
Mm.
So that I'm not just in love with what I see in front of me. I need to know and understand the fact that what I see in front of me is as a result of a conglomerate, a number of other things. The history we're talking about, the experiences, you know, the traumas. That trauma will have had a role to play in in making me fall in love with you. See,
The experience is good that I come with that has made me attractive.
No. You are a sum total. I am a sum total of where I come from. You know, in terms of all the experiences that I went through.
Yes.
When triggers come up in that relationship, that trigger those traumas.
Yes.
Please do not be scared.
So, on the point of triggers and traumas, right, there's this thing that has become very viral and all over social media of red flags.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, yes.
And people bring up certain points to say, if you see this and if this happens, then it's a red flag. And usually we associate those red flags or things that are labeled as red flags as reasons for us not to go into relationships or for reasons for us not to have, you know, relations with people. Is that the point, though? Because if you're saying that we are sum total of everything, good and bad, then I'm sure they are going to be those things. There's no avoiding them. There's no running away from them. And so then if we are labeling certain things as red flags and we're saying we should be running away, is that really a way that we are we ever coming together? Is there life?
There is life. See, one of the things we need to understand getting into relationships is that successful relationships, or whatever we qualify as success, aren't made up of people who are the same
or
you know, of who are perfect, or just people who have common interests. What creates a success in a relationship is the difference that we both bring, that we both bring on the table. And that means that your experiences, unique as they are, and my experiences, unique as they are, when we come together in a romantic relationship, the two of us will use, to use a word that is a cliche, complement one another. See, and it's important what I said earlier on, which is that when I am triggered by whatever, your behavior, something you say or something you do, something that triggers a trauma in my life, it's important that you learn, because that's the moment for you to learn. It's not a moment for you to run away. You know.
But I think what is key, though, in relationships is to have these conversations at the beginning of the relationship. And I think
when the butterflies are
exactly
all up in the
you know, I think
that is the time.
You know what? I think we find ourselves where we are now because there are certain steps that we are jumping.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, we kind of feel that in order, love is made up of us just feeling great and feeling good and having the butterflies and blah, blah. And as a result, we skip the learning process.
Okay.
You know, I'm with somebody because I'm wanting to learn about this person so that in the long run, I'm able to understand this person better because I've given myself time to understand.
Yeah.
We see red flags because, with all honesty, we have not given ourselves time to study one another.
And can I also say that with that period, being in love, being in love can be very dangerous.
Okay.
You know, it's great. It is necessary.
If it's not managed,
it is important. Yeah. It is important part of a relationship at a beginning stage.
Mm.
And notice I said at a beginning stage.
Beginning.
Because you're not going to be in love for the rest of your life.
That's what I was about to say. I'm like, 4 years, 5 years, 10 years in. I don't think I'm still feeling
No. And that's why I say it can be very dangerous. It can be very dangerous because at that moment you will deliberately overlook certain things and key things
because
you have these butterflies in your stomach and you lurch into something and commit to a lifelong partnership with somebody because you are feeling things. You see, romantic love is a very weak foundation for marriage.
Yeah.
Romantic love is, you cannot build a long lasting relationship based on romantic love because your relationship, your marriage. And this is what we always ask Nopindo Kuti, can your marriage stand falling out of love? Can it survive falling out of love?
I think a lot of people need to face the reality that chances are you are going to fall. Just as you fell in, you will out. And I think it's something that a lot of us ignore. We're like, this is not something that's going to happen because in my relationship,
in mine,
is going to be unique and special.
But you know, what is also key is it's amazing how when it comes to nature, we think the changing of seasons is okay.
It's normal.
And yet when it comes to us, we feel, no, it has to be summer all year round. Yeah. You know, it is normal. Each season has its benefits. Each season comes with something.
Mm.
You know, there's no season that is there for just nje.
Mm.
It's autumn because it's autumn.
Yes.
There's a reason why there's autumn, because those leaves need to
refresh,
to fall out.
Tree yes. needs to freshen
so
out.
That there's new leaves that come in.
Mm. Mm.
So the same with relationships, guys.
Mm.
How do we handle the transition? Because then what, if you're comparing it to the seasons in nature, I take it then we are able to prepare.
Of course.
Yes. Because you prepare for summer, you make sure that you've got your winter wardrobe sorted for winter. How then do we prepare for the different seasons that
you
we
know,
are going to?
You know, I like
to.
The fact that you said we prepare, because I was going to get there to say, when it comes to seasons, when it's winter, you know you need to dress for winter.
Yes.
And nobody tells you. Mm. You know, now I can't be in my shorts because it's winter.
Yes.
You know, miseducation is a problem. Yes. Even in marriage, we need to be educated. The thing is, what Mo said about falling in love and just being in the bubble, people are missing a very important part of marriage, education, to know what this institution that you are getting into entail.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
When you get to it knowing that, hey, there will be seasons here. Mm-hmm. When the seasons come, you are prepared for them. Mm-hmm. It's not a surprise. You're not telling your partner that, oh, I don't feel happy anymore. Mm-hmm. You're not doing enough to make me happy, blah, blah, because you know that this institution that you've gotten yourself into has got these
different seasons and different times. Mm.
And it becomes something that you prepared for. So when that season comes, you are still able to operate.
Mm. Mm.
Because in marriage, when seasons come, you still need to operate. You can't be, when bad seasons come, because with everything, it will obviously change.
Yeah.
There's no, even in marriage, there's no season that will last forever.
No. So in the preparation, is it the same for all of us? Is there a template that we all follow? Okay, is it as a couple and as those people in that relationship, you sit down and you say, okay, this is how Tina we are.
This is our template.
Is it personalized?
Yeah.
Or okay, in your journey and in your experience, are there some things that are just critical?
Yes.
Gafana with these things. At least if you can hold on to these.
To these.
They can actually.
100%. Mm. I think, here's the thing. We've been in the space now of relationships and marriages for the past 12 years.
Mm.
And 7 of those has been full time.
Mm.
Right? I'm saying this to say.
Okay.
We have seen all types of couples.
Mm.
All types of issues. We've seen white, we sit down with white couples, with black, with color. We sit down with people who are, you know, wealthy, others who are not so, all types, right? And here's the common thing. The common thing with all of those is that relationships are unique, but they are also the same. Right?
Yeah.
The principles of managing a relationship are universal.
We all want the same thing.
It's the methods. Okay. It's the methods of applying those principles that differ.
Okay.
And that's what makes us different.
Okay.
See, we all want the same thing.
Mm.
We all want a partner that won't cheat.
Yeah.
That's a universal principle.
Yeah. All
exclusivity.
Women wants to be secured.
Yes.
Yes.
Either way.
Security is an exclusive. It's a universal principle.
Yeah.
Exclusivity, you know, is a universal principle. However, how I go about leaving that out is different.
Yeah.
You know, for some, you know, others believe in open relationships, right? And when they introduce a third person to them, that is still exclusive. Mm. You know, so the definition of these things are different.
Yeah.
But the principles are the same. You know what I mean? So we're saying to your question, you know, as to do you,
is there a template?
Mm. I would say there is a template.
Mm.
You know, I'm one of those people, and we talk a lot in Opinion about these things, who believes that there is a formula to a successful marriage. Okay. There is a formula. Mm. You know, people will always say there's no formula to having a successful relationship. There is one. Mm. You know, remain faithful to your partner. That is part of the formula.
Because some basics. You know,
because the thing is, if there's no formula, and to clarify, when we say there is a formula, we're not saying people need to do it the way that we do it.
No.
That's not what we're saying. But it's saying, though, that there are certain things, there are certain actions, there are certain things that need to be done in order for this to work. Mm. Because when with anything, if you don't follow a certain pattern or certain equation, you did maths in school. Mm. If you don't follow the equation, you don't know how you got to eight.
The
teacher will even tell you, okay, you've got the eight, but how did you get here?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
It was nine.
So and you're like, actually, I saw an eight. My friend got an eight. I don't even know how I got into the eight. You know what I'm saying? So there's got to be a way of you getting to where you are going.
Mm. Yes.
Because if there's no way of you winning, it means you can lose, because basically you don't even know.
You would lose and you've still won.
But you won't know how you got there.
That's the point.
You know?
Anywhere. You see, when you don't know the light, you think that being in darkness is it.
Yes.
Do you get what I'm saying? So you think that's the only thing, because for you, you don't know any better.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Even if you lose, as far as you are concerned, you've won.
You've won. Okay.
So it becomes important to have those guidelines, you know. At the end of it all, a relationship is between two people, and it's important for you to establish what works for you as a couple, because sometimes what works for another home might not work for us, because but it's important to establish what those things are.
Yes.
So when I talk about formula, or when Mo mentioned that there is a formula, it means at least establish what works for you. Okay. We are married. If I say to Mo, exclusivity is key for me, he's got to respect that, because for me in this marriage, that's what I expect.
And I suppose it's also just defining what those things are.
Because
what exclusivity may mean to you and what it may mean to him may be two different things.
Exactly. So remember,
it ought not, though, but you know, but we live in a world where everything is relative.
You're saying, guys, everything needs to be explained.
Yes.
You are right, because I could be thinking exclusivity is introducing one person in this relationship, whereas for me, it's solely us, the two of us.
Mm.
So it becomes important in terms of defining what those things are.
And on speaking about defining what things are, there's something that's become very touchy-feely. And that's boundaries.
Yes.
What are boundaries? You've got people that say, boundary for who, you know? We are here together, so what does a boundary even mean?
Sure.
Are there things that we are trying to hide by creating boundaries in relationships? What does respect, because then for me, like, I was having the same conversation with my husband, and I was like, no, but some things is just a respect thing, you know?
Yes.
You respect a person enough not to do a certain thing, not to say that anybody is hiding anything.
Yeah.
So, boundaries.
Boundaries, I define boundaries as an expression of love.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And in fact, love that has no boundaries is a very dangerous love.
Mm.
Very dangerous love. Where there are no walls, that you can't go beyond this.
Mm.
That's a very dangerous kind of love. Because now it means that I can go out and I can go beyond the boundary. And collect, collect anything I collect over there, you know, and bring it in here.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Because here there is open. Unconditional love isn't unconditional love if it doesn't have boundaries. Now it's different because it's not conditions. You see, boundaries and conditions are different.
Different,
you see, condition is, I will love you if you do this. You know, unconditional love is, I love you regardless.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? But however, a boundary says, you know, I love you enough not to hurt me. I love you enough not to. And by the way, it's not just me loving you. It's also me loving me.
Yeah.
Because that's the primary person, the primary beneficiary of a boundary is me, the person setting it.
Yes.
Because I say, I know me. Mm. I will not be able to handle somebody who does this.
Mm.
And therefore, because of that, I want to set a boundary. I cannot handle a person who lies.
Mm.
See, so, now that's a boundary that in this relationship, in order for us to live harmoniously and happily so, it means that we have to keep lies out of this relationship or as minimal as possible.
So it means there will be those
tiny
lies. But you know
but just to conclude the point, love that has no boundaries is a very dangerous kind of love.
Yeah. No, the boundaries are a form of protection, you know. So when you protect something, you will create boundaries around that thing.
And you protect what you love.
You know, because when you value something, you will protect it.
Yep.
And I think I wanted to add on that to say boundaries as much. And I think as well, talking about social media and...
Lord,
it's because there are certain things that are taken out of context and they are used on social media so that they mean things that they are not necessarily intended to mean.
We experienced that day,
you know, but then they end up now being turned around to a negative when the intention of a boundary is actually not a negative.
No,
it's actually more to protect
love.
what is. If I can give you an example, because you have a 9-year-old son, if you're raising a child without boundaries, I know when it comes to relationships, we kind of think, oh, we operate differently because it's a relationship. As a mother, if you are raising your son, and especially a son, because I've got a 9-year-old too,
who's very energetic.
I know without boundaries, that boy will come back into a house that is on fire, you know, because he needs boundaries. He needs to know what he can do, what he cannot do, and for his own safety, but for our own safety too. Because imagine if there were no boundaries at home, it means he will just do as he pleases. He will come in and he will come and go as he pleases. And it's sometimes to protect what you love. The same way that we do it when we're raising children,
it's the same.
The same when you're in a relationship.
Yes.
A relationship without boundaries is dangerous.
It's very dangerous.
You'll end up in hot water. You will do things that when you look back, you're like, okay, we weren't supposed to do that.
Yes.
Because there were no boundaries to protect you, but also to protect the person that you're in a relationship with.
Yes. And what it's making me think of is the conversation of expectations.
Yes.
And how it is sometimes the expectations that we have of our partners and the people that we are in relationships with that create that lead to disappointment.
Yeah.
Because then you'd find someone is disappointed about this and this and this and that. And then the other one is like, no, but I didn't know you were expecting this and this and that. And I've partly heard that a solution to that may be then we need to not have expectations. Is that realistic though?
I was actually going to say, guys, expectations are required.
It's
when they're uncommunicated
that
you have a problem.
Yeah.
Because honestly, you can't get to anything and not have an expectation.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly.
You can't not have an expectation.
You are in a wilderness. You get there and you're like, whatever happens.
Yeah.
Where the issue is, communicate that expectation.
Communication.
Let the person know, oh, now that we are here, butterflies and all, this is where I would like this to go.
Yes.
This is where I would like this relationship. This is the direction that I would like this relationship to take.
Yes.
And it would be on the other person to say, oh, if that's the direction you want, unfortunately, that's not where I want it to go.
Mm.
That's why you find people in very unhappy relationships because they get in there. They don't communicate what they want out of this.
Mm.
They don't communicate what their expectation of this relationship until the relationship goes south.
Mm. Yes.
And someone said, oh, I thought we were going north.
Mm.
But the person didn't tell them what you wanted. So I think in closing, in this point for me, it's important to communicate what your expectations are. And I know, guys, when you are in love, you know, when those butterflies are there, we kind of feel, oh, I don't want to rock the boat, you know. The person, we see right most, you know, kumnandi, you know, we're cruising nicely. So I don't want to mess this whole thing by me now
bringing all of this.
I think what I can tell you is, in the long run, it's dangerous not to communicate, because you'll end up in a mess where you could have, you'd rather rock the boat.
So that's what I was going to say. Should I be rocking the boat then?
It's important to rock the boat. I'll tell you why it's important to rock the boat. You see, when you don't communicate expectations, the level of hurt when those expectations are not met will differ between the two of us. Because when you came into this relationship with expectations, but you did not tell me about expectations, when I don't meet that expectation or those expectations, you get hurt and umnandi sharp.
I don't know what you wanted.
And then, but now here's the thing. When you have communicated expectations, it does not mean you will not be disappointed. But it won't be big still. It doesn't mean you still have a chance of being disappointed, because even if you've communicated expectations, I'm still human. I can still come short. You see, but now what it does,
you know,
it's the two of us that are in this thing together. See, failure, we should not be scared of failure in relationships. We should not be fearful of, you know, coming short. You know, you telling me about what you expect of me and I not meeting that, you know, it's what makes me human. It's what makes me feel. It's what makes me, you know, ndibe ngumntu la nto yokuba ngabantu jonga siwile ngoku but masiphakame.
We are both on the floor, but masiphakame.
Ngiyabona apho ndiphose khona. You get what I'm saying? Because now that expectation that you communicated becomes a standard. Do you get what I'm saying? So it becomes a standard. But kuba yinto bangabana umna andifikeleli kwesi standard in that particular area. But now they understand into bangabana jonga, I came short and ndicela uxolo, masizame kakhona, ngicela uniphithuba. You know, kwakhona sizame kwakhona. We are together.
But also I communicate you being incapable, and I think that's a big thing. With the reason we hate failing. It's because we feel like failing is in somewhat
a reflection of
who I am, reflection on how capable I am as a person. It's actually not that, you know. You will fail. Many people who have failed are still a success today. So whether you fail or not, it does not mean you will not end up getting it right. So it becomes very important in relationships that even if you failed, but if you've got someone that you are failing with and you are able to pick up the pieces,
I think
again,
it's that vulnerability aspect, not being afraid to be vulnerable together. And the other person also coming to the party, because I think sometimes it's a thing of, I mean, whether it's in a marriage or a friendship or a relationship with a colleague, there's always a thing, what if I'm left hanging in the lurch?
Yes.
I put myself out there, and now here I am, hanging dry.
I think it's important to be in a relationship where you can rely on each other 110%. And it's important that that trust is established from the beginning. And because then you won't feel, when you have failed, this person is going to leave you. And that becomes a big problem, because we're afraid that if I lose or if I fail, I'm going to be on my own. So the foundation becomes very important in terms of, what foundation have you set in your relationship? Can you trust your partner even when there's nobody else?
Yes.
It's just you and him.
Yes.
You know, is it going to be a person who you know that you can trust wholeheartedly and fully? And I think that's very important, actually, what you just mentioned, because there's one thing to be vulnerable, but how is the other person?
Yes.
How is it returned, you know?
You see, uthando, love is placing your heart on somebody else's hand, hoping that they will not destroy it. But so if they do, but if they do destroy it, it's the courage that you should muster enough for you to trust again. If you forgive them, is to forgive them, reconcile, and place your heart again. See, uthando is a risk.
See, on its own. You continuously take.
That is the thing. If I am going to live successfully with Pindi for the rest of our lives, till death do us part, I cannot do that with an expectation that I will not be hurt in the process. See, one of the things I love about weddings are the vows. You know, vows, they are so clear. They tell you well in advance.
But
in sickness and in health.
For
better or worse.
I'm going to choose.
You see.
But you see, that's the thing with having somebody in your heart, whether it's in marriage or having a long term committed relationship and so on, is that you cannot be in a relationship. You are in a relationship with a fallible human being.
Just like you.
Ooh, you are in a relationship with umuntu ozelwe ngumuntu wesifazane. You know, you are in a relationship with a human being. We live in a fallen world. See, there are challenges that we will go through. Some of them, it'll be because of my stupid decisions. Some of them, it'll be just because we are living in this fallen world. You know, ngumuntu imoto iyarojwa sikhona. It's not a fault of anybody. Do you get what I'm saying? It's just
life,
like sipila nje impilo.
You know,
kwezinye izaba by fault ya. You know, and then I got us into a mess. You know, but now uthando luthi ke. In spite of that, I have to be willing.
You know,
I have to be willing when we get together with people. That's why we always discourage ukuthi you make your decision to be solely about love. You know, you cannot make your decision ukuthi ngiyamthanda. You know, that's why it's a chat. Really? You see, we have to be together because, first of all, ngikubonile usorta out in like a teal and akbon ba usorta njan. And I would like to be part of that. And I would like to be part of that, you know, with you. Dibona ingelo bukam gayo. Dibona ingelo, you know, whatever. And dogen wo list ya. You know, I saw the way you handled problems and I want to be part of that. I see the way you value omnye umntu. You know, and I want to be part of that. You know, commitment is born out of that. And when commitment is born out of that, love is born. Genuine love. Game. We're just telling a true love. I'm telling you, butterflies. Because we've been through a failure. You know, and we came out on the other side of it. And being on the other side of it, together in a celebratory mode, we're able to look back and say, "Kota baby." A first kiss and a kiss after 10 years or 15 years or 20 years yomchato is different. It is totally different.
Which one do you like?
I love this one. I love Leango. You know, so it's not really about getting into a long-term relationship with somebody who you just love on the surface, you know what I mean? But it's really getting into deep, you know, into issues. And that's why we always talk about, before we wrote a book called Stuff We Wish We Knew Before Getting Married. With Stuff We Wish We Knew Before Getting Married, we had to sit down and say, you know, I wish I knew this. Mm-hmm. I wish I knew this. And as you know, says is born again, says
later.
You know,
yes.
You know,
yes.
Late.
10 years later.
Yes, Ukangaban be Korumru ben Woni. She's
like a butterflies and gegas are last.
Utai last
for the time that I was hoping they would last.
You know.
But also them not lasting, not meaning that we're no longer in love.
Aha.
So that's what I wanna get into, because some of the things that we've spoken about work well for people, Sambi, who may know each other for a longish time, if I may say. But then there are people, and okay, we'll figure the question, but how do I know this is the one?
You're not going to know.
I go in and I'm here now, and I've committed to this person, I've committed to this relationship, and we are building Lendo City that we are building. And along the way, I realize,
we are Chisa Lomli.
I did not realize that, yes, I knew it was not going to be easy. Yes, I knew that there was going to be a lot of work that needs to be done. But actually, what I thought was white is completely black.
Got you.
And we are just not even getting to a point where we see gray together.
Yes.
What do we do now? Because there's a thing of do you boo, and what works for you, and that may not really be sustainable, you know. Here we are now, and it's not what we were getting into, and we are just not getting to a point where we see each other, or we see each other in a good light. We're not getting to a point where we see things even in a similar
way.
And we are really just slammed out of fear of ndobana bazothina abantu. That we're considering, and we're not really considering ourselves.
Gotcha.
And if you remember at the beginning of this conversation, we said if the eye is okay, then the ass is going to be okay.
Yes.
But now here are the two eyes, they are sitting here and they are not okay.
But you know, it's because vele, in the beginning, the foundation of the eyes was not right. Why am I saying that? You find, you saw the red flags of us. Where you could have made a decision then to say, okay, this red flags right now, angenila, because U-A, no B, no C, no D are not what I want. But we find ourselves getting into relationships with the red flags, as loud as they are, as big as they are, we still go in. Let me also just go back a little bit. You get into a relationship with someone where you don't share the same values with. We understand the marukuthi ni ungena lana uyazi okay lo muntu I believe in this, and when I have kids this is what I want us to if foundation yenu already you know ungena ukuthi okay, we don't believe in the same God. We don't have the same
values in child rearing.
In everything. You are equal. You are opposite. Complete opposite. We will come to that. So you'll find that when you are in this relationship, those things are now starting to
crop up
again. And now you are raising these kids now. And there's difference now in how you need to raise these kids. But you knew that this guy, but now you felt that umshado is going to change.
Yes.
And that's another point as well. Umshado can't change things that have been faulty
before.
Like they were faulty. Now a shame you knew. Uguti, this thing I say beans. The nerves, I was a say beans. Mara, uba so unfair that you are saying, now I'm going to marry you. When I marry you, even the nerve of this arm that's not working, it's going to work. But you know, that's impossible because the nerves are not working. So you get into this thing and you're now putting pressure of, there are marriages and relationships, guys, that I'm not saying this, Gabi. that were not supposed to even
that
start.
That were not meant to be. Mm. That were they were not supposed
because
to be.
Because they were I very clearly wrong in the start. And remember, here I'm not talking about red flags as we spoke.
Yes.
Umuntu nje, who's not what you want to build a family with. And now you are very much aware that this person is not what you want.
Mm-hmm.
But because there's pressure of getting married,
yes,
you feel like I ngeke guys ngeke phela the clock is ticking.
It's ticking. My friends,
you know, are getting married. And I know ukuthi lo muntu nalama problems but ungicela ngimshade ngizomshada. Ngizobona phambili. Yabona ukumshada uma uzobona phambili usually kuba khona a problem.
Ngicela ukuthi mina dick that you know, Nopindi, Mankale up. Nopindi, we met ngo March. Dibana kwethu. Qala kwethu dibana. Ngo June, ayu sisi wavuma.
Oh,
Lalela, I had 3 months of
of thinking,
of pruning.
So, ngo June, then ngo August, I proposed. Right?
Intentions, ba.
Ngo January. Sathumela badala. Ekhaya. Basuka all the way by. Ngo April, we got married. It was 10 months of having never met before. Sidibana okokuqala, and this is us.
Yes.
Right? We are 17 years married now. Right? Now, here's the thing. Uphindi mentioned something here which is very, very important about values. When you are engaged or when you are having someone in your life and you are hoping to build a future together, there are three fundamental things that you want to look for, which if you have those three things, you can build something. Gisho, your relationship, you're ingakala, ingenawo ma butterflies.
Yeah.
You know,
chances of
but success is guaranteed for the big part,
yes,
you know, the percentage. Firstly, is what Pindi was talking about, common values.
Okay.
Right? Let's explore that, the two of us. Do you value what I value? Do I value what you value? Right? Number two, what we call shared goals. Where do you want to be? Where do you want to go? What do you want? You know, who are you? You know, where do you want to go? Do you have a purpose in life?
Do you have dreams? And then mesu lwisa umuntu ana abantu kanti vele bengenama goals.
Bengenama goals.
Mara wena uthi ibanama goals because I want us to move, you know?
And the third thing is what we called the shared or common or equal level of character. Talking about integrity.
Even maturity.
Right? Mm. The maturity levels. You have to be more or less on the same level in your maturity. In other words, if you said, I'm going to visit person A, right? I don't have to... Did you go to visit? You know, is your word your bond? Do you keep promises? You know, do you see if you have those three things in relationships? Now, I didn't say anything about butterflies, I didn't say anything. Incompatibility is overrated if it's not at that level. Incompatibility, we need to be compatible where at the level of values, at the level of goals or life goals, at the level of character, maturity, we are good. Everything else will develop even. It's an add-on. That's why, and again, with this, we're not saying, you know, don't like the same type of food, don't like the same kind of destinations. That's not what we say. But we're saying those are not fundamental things. Because you can develop even those things. You can develop common interests.
Yes.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can develop. If Pindi doesn't like soccer and I like soccer, you know, if she wants to, she can develop that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's those things that are actually fundamental in building a relationship that is long lasting.
Yes.
Not love, not all this stuff, the feelings. And we, those things, by the way, they make us chase after wrong things. We would chase after happiness. As a fundamental thing, I'm not happy in this relationship, or you don't make me happy, and therefore I'm going or I'm leaving, and all of that. And yet, you chase a byproduct
Yes, that's what of, I was about
you see,
to say.
And you miss the real thing. Do you get what I'm saying? And chase peace, yeah. chase. Okay.
So. And I think that that's, guys, that's such a big issue with my relationships at this point.
Mm.
The that's why I started with saying miseducation. We are so miseducated. You know, we're chasing all of these things, as Moore has started, that are actually not as important
mm.
as the foundation that we are building.
Mm.
And when you just take your mind back and think of anyone that you know that have gone separate ways, usually they would go separate ways because they were, they had no shared goals.
Mm.
They had no
fundamentally
shared values. Someone will tell you, you know, I'm leaving my ex or whatever because we have nothing. Like, I'm dreaming about this life, and Yena, he is not. Mm. You know, this is where I want to get myself. Yena, he's not.
Mm.
Maturity levels are not the same.
Yes.
So usually people go separate ways because of those things.
Mm.
They go. They don't usually go. No, I don't. Yes, they will say, I don't love them anymore. But when you go deeper and find out what is the actual reason,
yes.
you'll find that someone will tell you, oh, I'm growing in my career. I feel like he's pulling me down and he's not growing with me.
Or the other one is, the famous one is, we've grown apart.
Apart, yes.
See, but as though that happened automatically.
Mm.
you know,
but growing apart. Even that growing apart come because you, I want to further my studies, for example. And I feel like I'm leaving you behind in my growth because we don't look at life the same way.
The same way, yes. Mm.
The other ways, of course, that comes is when I said, although as though it happened automatically. Mm. Growing apart is deliberate.
Mm.
You know, when you will not be intentional about developing shared goals together, you will grow apart naturally.
Yes.
You
know what I'm saying?
It's automatic because you have your own lane that you're running, and I've got my own lane.
Yes.
Naturally, we'll grow apart, you know, because now it'll mean that on my lane, I develop a life that is independent of you. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yes.
You are not part of this life and all of the, I don't involve. Now, here we're not saying do the same thing and work and in work and do the, no, that's not what we're saying.
Yes.
We're saying even if I do my own work and you do your own work, involve me in what you're doing.
Yes.
Involve me in your victories. Involve me in your challenges at work.
Yes.
Involve me in your dreams. Make me feel part of you. Do you get what I'm saying? And so that we're able to grow together.
Yes.
I know when you come back from work at the end of the day, the kind of struggles you were struggling with. You know what I mean?
Mm.
I can be able to ask you, so how did things go with boss
with
Namjaj?
Your meeting today?
Yes. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like you're part of it.
I'm part of you.
Yeah.
You know?
No, 100% and, agree with you guys. And the ultimate takeout is that in order for, we can, in us being okay together, yes, we have to make sure that we're okay on our own, but that doesn't have to be a solo process.
No.
Because we are in this together. We're walking the journey together as much, and that doesn't mean that anyone is compromised
in
that
process,
in that journey.
No.
So shared values, common goals, and character.
They're equal. We're still going to find a way of putting that.
Of putting it.
but the equal level of character.
Equal level of maturity.
Maturity,
yes. So that's it for today. That is actually the end of the conversation. Can you believe it?
Chini our... Hey, thank you, Dee. Thank you so much.
It actually means it's been an interesting conversation because we didn't even know.
And feel the time pass.
Get into the end. Thank you so much for hosting us.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for coming.
Really awesome.
Thank you for the information and the value of wealth that you've come with. This podcast is available on Sowetan Live. It is also available on all major podcast platforms. Till next week. Be part of our community and follow us on our social media platforms. Till we meet again next week. Magudete ubumnyama kuvele ukukhanya. Love and light. Evolution is the key to breaking the cycle of the norm.